Welcome to the Against the Stream Nashville podcast. In keeping with the Buddha's encouragement to ensure that these teachings are freely offered to all, we do not have any set dues or fees associated with any of our classes or media. In an effort to sustain our ability to do so, we ask that you contribute via our website at againstthestreamnashville.com by clicking the Donate tab, or via the mobile app Venmo by sending a donation to the username at ATS Nashville. Enjoy. We're going to do one more meditation practice together, and integrating these two aspects of awareness and the quality of awareness. And so the way that we'll do this practice is we use some phrases just to help us to tune into certain aspects of what we're experiencing and how we're experiencing it. And so the first part is using the phrases to feel and to know. So say, I feel you, I know you. And just feeling into and knowing or familiarizing yourself with what it's like to be you. There's something oddly familiar about sounds and feelings and emotions and thoughts. We're with them a lot. So just familiarizing ourselves with this present time experience, remembering to recognize what it feels like to be here. So feeling and knowing, and then we're going to bring in this quality of metta vipassana, of caring for our experience. I feel you, I know you, and I care about you. Caring about the body, caring about the mind. And then the last phrase is, and I'm not you. I'm not this thought, I'm not this emotion, I'm not this body. We identify and we get caught up in our stories of the thoughts. You know, they feel urgent. They feel like they're telling us something about who we are and who we need to be and who we should have been. And the mind has a lot of this identity to it. Have you noticed that? Right? So I feel you, mind. I know you, mind. I care about you, mind. And I'm not this thought. And I'm not you. I feel this sensation. I know this sensation. I care about this physical discomfort or this pain or this emotion. And I'm not this physical sensation or pain or discomfort. It's a part of a whole experience. Have you noticed that there are so many things happening in the present? Right? There's maybe physical discomfort in the knees or the legs, but then there's also the neutral feeling of the palms of the hands and the temperature on the skin. When the mind is caught up in planning, there's the plan, but there's also this whole field of body and sensation. So when we say, I'm not you, we're basically breaking identification with this narrow-mindedness that our attention often gets into. That I am this thought, or I am this discomfort, or I am this story of who I need to be or could have been or should have been or what I need to do later. It's just a passing temporary impersonal thought, a passing and temporary impersonal feeling. So we'll do some practice together. Just find a way to sit that feels comfortable, upright. There's maybe something familiar about even just closing the eyes and feeling into the body. Something familiar about hearing the sounds. Just feeling into and knowing the directness of this experience. Just periodically, silently offering the phrases, I feel you. I feel you. And I know you. I know you. As an anchor for your attention, dropping your awareness into the center of the chest, into the heart center, the emotional part of the body, and just offering that silent reflection. I feel you and I know you. Breathing that in and breathing that out of your heart. There's something familiar about this emotional human experience. This part of the body that feels fear, that feels vulnerability, sensitivity, excitement, anticipation, the whole range of emotion. I feel you and I know you. Just breathing that right down into your own heart. Whether there's a presence of emotion or an absence of emotion, seeing if you can connect to your heart space. This is the field of sensitivity and emotion in the body. Feeling and knowing this part of your experience. I feel you and I know you. Just offering some appreciation for this emotional heart. This part of our experience that opens us up to connect with the world. I feel you, I know you, and I appreciate you. Thank you. the part of you that showed up here today, the part of you that shows up for your life. I feel you, I know you, and I appreciate you. Thank you. Just breathing that in and breathing that out. And the Buddha encouraged a reflection on our skillful deeds and the ways that we live in our integrity. Taking some time to appreciate and to reflect on this past week and these past couple months and all of the ways that you have lived with courage, with integrity, and harmlessness and goodwill for yourself and others. Bringing that to mind, bringing that to heart. I feel you, I know you, I appreciate you. Thank you. Seeing if you can feel into a quality of appreciation for this present experience. Just bringing your awareness to any parts of your experience that are good or good enough. Just feeling into the goodness of this experience. The stability of the body or the ease of mind or the temperature. Some aspect of this present experience. That is good. It's offering this reflection to this present time experience. I feel you. I know you. And I appreciate this experience. Even as we sit here in silence, we're together with others, just feeling and knowing and appreciating this time together. I feel you, I know you, and I appreciate you. This knowing that your mind and your body is a direct reflection of each of our minds and our bodies. Feeling into the emotional center of the chest. And taking a moment now to reflect on this past week and this past month. Just all that has been challenging or difficult in our human experience. The Buddha encouraged us to reflect on the stress of our lives. What's been hard? Where have you struggled? And what has that felt like? I feel you and I know you. Feeling and knowing the difficult, the stressful. Feeling and knowing the insecurities that come alive in the mind, our financial stresses, arguments or conflict in relationships, physical discomfort in the body, this difficult part of our humanity. I feel you. And I know you, and I care about you. Breathing that in and breathing that out. I feel you, I know you, and I care about you. else is needed in this reflection of compassion. I feel you, I know you, I forgive you. I feel you, I know you, I love you. I feel you, I know you, and I wish for you to be free from this suffering. Encouragement or love, forgiveness. Just taking some time to offer that. Bringing your awareness into the directness of this experience, this feeling into the center of the chest, into the body, and knowing the sounds, and feeling into any part of your present experience that is difficult or uncomfortable, and feeling and knowing those parts, and caring. I feel you, I know you. And I care about you. I care about this mind and this body in this moment. Practice this full range of seeing clearly and responding wisely. As we sit in this experience together for these last few minutes, just offering these phrases, I feel you, I know you, I care about you, I appreciate you, and I'm not you. I'm not this mind or this body. I'm not this temporary experience. I feel you, I know you. I care about you, I appreciate you, and I'm not you. Allowing the awareness to hold this experience without needing to identify with this experience. There are parts of our experience that are pleasant or unpleasant, that are neutral. There are thoughts, there are feelings. They're all a part of this experience, but they're not personal. I feel you. I know you. I care about you. I appreciate you. And I'm not you.